the initial IPCC report I branded as a Mickey Mouse, because it didn't find any wrongdoing whatsoever by the officers. However, the jury narrative verdict was in stark contrast as to wrongdoing by the police, and that prompted the IPCC, I believe, to have an unprecedented review of the case, and this has highlighted all the many issues that that the IPCC got wrong. So yes, of course, we do welcome that, even though it's 5 years late, so we're back at square one. But I expect the IPCC to now conduct a robust, transparent and effective, thorough investigation into the death of my brother.
Well, that's right, and they're being recommended to look at again whether or not there was any wrongdoing that went on. What do you think this tells us? Clearly, it's been incredibly difficult for your family, but what do you think it tells us about what needs to change with the way that the IPCC deals with deaths in custodies in future?
Well, I believe that they should have an open view as to how they conduct investigations, and it should be independent. I think there has been a culture of having ex-police officers within the IPCC, and I think this has stagnated a lot of a proper investigation into investigations. And it's caused the families to have to really delve and investigate matters themselves when they should actually be grieving. Luckily, we have charities such as an inquest that's helped to support families and our legal team, and this has helped us tremendously. You know, families should not have to wait as long as 5 years, or to get to a stage after listening to all the horrible issues within an inquest, for there to be now a proper investigation.
And what about the issue of awareness of mental health issues? How much training do you think that police have, and do you think it's adequate in understanding some of the needs of people with mental health problems?
This has been an issue in this country for a very long time, back when Roger Sylvester died, where there's been a number of recommendations regarding how the police treat people with mental illness. They should not be treated as criminals. They are somebody that are vulnerable, and the way that they are restrained is very important. If they're restrained in a prone position, which is face down for any length of period of time, this can cause death. And it's the police's standard operation procedures where they are aware of the way that they should restrain people. So now that this has been highlighted again, this is something where police officers should be retrained and you know, take this matter really seriously. There are 1 in 4 people, according to a recent report carried out by an independent review by Lord Victor Abdulwali, which found that you know, there's a lot of people in the society that has mental illness, and so it should be, you know, one of the main issues of policing when they receive a 999 call, that it should be taken seriously, and they have a duty of care for somebody that is vulnerable.